Locker room chats are back on the air here tonight. We continue on. It's week number 9, the high school basketball season coming down the home stretch. We've got Trojans girls basketball coach here. It's Derek Jasper joining us. It's brought to you by Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club. Also want to thank John's Market and RNC, Ryan and Megan Grable as well, and Anderson Meach. Trojans playing obviously very good basketball and continued that stretch. And a couple games to go over with you, Coach. And let's start with the game on Friday. You were at home against Valley Falls. And, you know, team kind of in that rebuild mode. And obviously you guys have played well since that first loss and lone loss of the year against Lafayette in the midseason tournament. But 70-23, the final score there on Friday. What'd you take away from that game?
Yeah, got off to a real fast start. Queen of Courts night. I think we were pretty locked in and focused, our first home game for a while. So I think we were up 21-0 before they scored, and our press hurt them much more than it did. We'd played them before Christmas, and they handled our press pretty well. Our press got on them early, and Harper Westine had 16 steals in that game, and she only played the first half, basically.
Wait, so, what? Say that again?
Yeah, she had 16 steals in the first half of that game, and we brought her out early in the third quarter because we were up big, and a lot of our younger kids got to play. We canceled our JV schedule because of our injury to Macy Grable and some other things. So it was nice to see our younger kids get in a varsity game, and really nice night for us. I thought we passed the ball extremely well. You know, when we get those steals, we did some good, like, 3-on-2 fast break stuff and shared the ball really well on some layups. So, and defensively, we were really good in that game, too. And might mention Emerson Weber. She actually was the queen of courts that night, and we haven't talked about her much at all this season. But she's, like, filling the stat sheet. She's not going to light up the scoreboard, but she's hit a three now in back-to-back games, you know, giving us like that 5 points, 5 rebounds, 4 steals, 3 assists kind of stuff. And she's kind of known as our fifth starter, but since Macy's been hurt, I've seen her aggressiveness pick up, and what she's contributing to our team has really increased. So that's good to see coming down the stretch.
Yeah, I know you've mentioned a lot of the girls outside of Harper. Again, just those key role players and maybe the ones outside of the starting lineup getting you some quality minutes as well. And you need those players, you know, when we get to this point in the year. You guys kept it up, you know, Tuesday night. You go to Pea Ridge, you get the win there. That was a 54-20 final. You know, what was maybe a key takeaway or two from that game on Tuesday?
Yeah, a little slower start down there on the road, but a huge second quarter. I think a 25-4 second quarter maybe, and we were ahead 34-10. So good to see us pick that up too. Again, our press probably hurt them a little bit, and they played a good 2-3 zone defense that we kind of had to solve a little bit. And then they went man to man in the second half, and it was pretty good too. But again, a running clock in the fourth quarter, so some of our younger kids got to play. Harper again, a big night, 26 points. Gosh, I think she almost had a triple-double. 26 points, 12 steals, 8 rebounds. And again, Emerson played well, and we got Gracie Grable to knock down 3 threes, and we've been missing that. If Gracie Grable gets going from behind the arc, we'll be much, much tougher to defend, and she's been a little streaky this year, but we get her going. She hit 3 last night, so good night for us again, and we got home before the snow really hit, so good deal.
So I'm kind of wiping the fog off my glasses, you know, right now when you're telling me Harper's, you know, stat lines, and you're basically telling me she's had 28 steals in, like, 5 quarters, essentially?
Yeah, she's really swallowed up these last couple teams,
goodness.
And that was good for our press, and, you know, she's making some good assists and getting some layups off of those. So
yeah,
we can kind of feast off our press. That really helps our offensive output because, honestly, we're not great in the half court, especially when people go box and one or play some kind of zone.
Yeah.
We kind of struggled a little bit, but we got to get it going, you know, up and down. So we've been doing that.
How about Riverside? You're going to see them again on Friday. You saw them very early in the year, but look at this Riverside team. They are, you know, playing some good basketball. They've won back-to-back games. They play a lot of tight games, even the ones that they have lost. But obviously, they got some good guard play and certainly a tall task and a challenge for you guys on Friday. You'll be on the road. Riverside always seems to be a tough place to play. But second time around this time, what's kind of the expectations and what do you see from this Riverside team now, maybe compared to when you saw them at the beginning of the year?
Big, big improvements. They were starting a lot of new people. You know, they graduated a couple of those stars off of those back-to-back state runner-ups, and we're really only returning the Duncan girl, who's an outstanding defender and shooter and scorer. And now I think some of the other girls are coming around. They're good shooters, not a lot of size. And some of the younger girls are stepping up. I know they have a good win against Horton and then a good win against JCN here recently, just kind of looking from afar that they're playing a lot better basketball. And it certainly won't be as easy as it was when we played them before Christmas because they've really improved. We're going to have to really be locked in. Hopefully we get to practice on Thursday before we go down there Friday because we have a lot of tough ones left. I think Riverside's close to 500. And then the remaining three teams that we play after that, Blue Valley Monday, Oski Tuesday, Horton next Friday, all have winning records. And including Riverside, all three of those league teams are in the top five of the league standings right now. So some tough games to finish here and important games that we need to try to keep winning for seeding in the sub-state. So really looking forward to the challenges coming up.
Yep, certainly got it going here. And obviously a tough final three games and trying to lock in that seeding, as you mentioned, for the sub-state here in a couple weeks. That's Derek Jasper, Troy girls coach, joining us. Again, they're going to be back in action on the road Friday. It'll be a Northeast Kansas League matchup against the Cyclones of Riverside. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate you.